Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Well, thank you once again, Spike, and welcome back to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. Thanks for joining us on a Friday afternoon. As always, we really work to help you get some tools and ideas and strategies and stay out of traps that can prevent you from building the business and the life that you've always wanted. And we're joined now by Leland Pace. Leland's a partner at Stewart Archibald and Barney. He's a CPA. He's also a certified exit planning advisor, rare combination, and really takes a different approach to his clients and is a non-traditional CPA. He's talking today about successful business transitions as opposed to unsuccessful business transitions. So Leland, thanks for coming on the show. How are you doing this afternoon?
Great, Steve. Thanks for inviting me on.
Well, thanks for coming. I'm really excited about what you've got to say. So give us a little bit about your background, Leland. Tell us some more about you and your business.
Well, I came up through the ranks as a traditional CPA, doing all the things that most CPAs do, tax and audit, and involved in helping people with compliance issues, things that they have to do, not sometimes because they want to, but because they're required to, either by a governmental agency such as the IRS or a bank because they've got to have an audit, those kinds of things. And I always struggled with the fact that they were forced to use my services, and so I always was looking for opportunities to add value and to help them in a way that was more proactive, in a way that was more beneficial rather than just completing a requirement that they had. As a result of that, I have for many years now been considered the consultant, if you will, for the firm, helping business owners interface their personal lives and their goals and their dreams and their wishes with their business life. And so I've always said that I love working with business owners, looking at their goals and dreams, because most CPAs stand here today looking back, preparing last year's tax return or last year's financial statement, and never get a chance to look forward. And so my goal is to look forward to help people accomplish their goals.
Well, that is different, Leland. I don't think that many CPAs are even aware that that's an opportunity for them, or certainly provide that sort of service for their clients. Tell us a little bit about your organization and how you're able to do that instead of providing just only the traditional compliance services that you used to in the past.
Yeah, we're a large local CPA firm in Las Vegas, Nevada, 9 partners. I'm the senior partner at this point, so I get to choose and do whatever I want. I tease a little bit about the fact that they, many years ago, quit letting me sign audits, and a few years back forbid me from signing tax returns because that's not what I'm doing. I've kept up in those areas so that I have enough working knowledge to be able to discuss it, but I don't try to keep in great contact with the details. But so my goal is to really just be a confidant and a friend to a business owner and help them accomplish their goals. And it's been very, very rewarding to me personally, and very successful for clients, because the opportunity to understand what the rules and the regulations are and then how do they apply to an individual owner is a critical factor in business owners.
So really, at this point in your career, who's the ideal customer or client for you? What's the perfect person for you to be working with?
We love, or I personally love, working with closely held businesses, typically 1 or 2 owners. If it gets a lot more than that, then we've got a lot of politics and dynamics in a business. But 1 or 2 business owners of very successful business enterprises, and we often are referred to them as the medium to small mid-sized companies. means they're going to have multiple employees, 10, 20, 30 employees. They always have their own in-house accounting systems. By far the easiest clients to work with are those who have a controller or a CFO already on board. And then we're really working with the business owner himself to help him do what he wants to do. And if that's internally in his business, we're helping him maximize the way he works with his employees. And a lot of times it's working with him to figure out how he's going to diversify, take assets out of the business, value out of the business, and put it elsewhere, take time for himself, all those kinds of things. That's the kind of client we love to work with.
That's great. So let's get into this successful business transitions. Obviously, that doesn't always happen. We don't always have successful business transitions. Why do you think that is?
I presented a seminar a few years back, and that was the title of it, Successful Business Transitions. And one of the guests at that seminar raised his hand and says, is that not an oxymoron, successful business transitions? And it's so often the case in the marketplace. I've seen studies that say 9 out of 10 business owners regret selling their business a year after the sale. And so often that's the case because they sell the business and they're not prepared for what comes next, or they sell the business and hate the fact that they've got a employment contract and they're now an employee. There's all kinds of hurdles that people have. And generally, if they don't prepare, it's going to be an unsuccessful business transition. So it's all about preparation.
So define in your mind, what's a successful business transition?
Well, the successful business transition includes knowing what your goals are as a business owner, knowing what you want to accomplish, what your lifestyle is going to be, what you're going to do after the fact, and then making sure you've got the assets as a result of the transition to carry out that lifestyle and do whatever it is that you want to do following the sale or the merger, whatever it is the transition looks like. Without that preconceived understanding of what you're going to do, it's almost always going to fail because you don't even know what your goal is. You don't even know what your destination is.
No, exactly. And if you don't know that, how are you going to get there, right?
So how do you get there if you don't know where you're going?
Absolutely true. So many business owners think that, I guess a couple of common perceptions out there is, A, if I put a for sale sign out there that people are going to come knocking, maybe like putting my house on the market, and B, it's just the availability of a buyer and I'm the victim of whatever they're willing to pay. Is there a way, you know, through planning that can a different outcome can happen, that they could have a more successful business transition?
Oh, absolutely. The real problem with just putting your business up to sale like you might your home is that businesses are such complex animals. I mean, there's so many moving parts and pieces, employees, inventory, customers, vendors, all kinds of issues that have to be looked at. And buyers of businesses have a very specific set of things that they're looking for when they're trying to buy a business. And you got multiple kinds of buyers, of course, between the institutional buyers, like private equity firms, or what we call vertical integration or horizontal integration, people that are in your marketplace that are looking to expand or grow their business by buying yours. And each one of them have their own unique way of looking at a business. And there's very common things that they look for, but you've got to know who your target is, who your target buyer is, and who you want to sell your business to, and then prepare your business to look the best possible within their eyes. And this process is not a simple process. This is a multi-year process generally. So if you're at that point where you want to sell your business next month, you're going to be that guy that just puts it up on the block and takes whatever buyer he gets and takes whatever deal he gets and has very little control over the process. But if you've got some time, if you've got several years, then you've got an opportunity to actually prepare the business appropriately for sale, prepare your people appropriately to be the ones who are running the business and able to carry on in a transition and be successful. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that you want to go through and prepare your business and the systems that are within this business to make it the best possible sale you could get, both financially as well as successfully in the transition process itself. And those are, you know, two different things almost.
No, they are two different things. And we always try to give our listeners some tips and ideas and strategies and precautions to watch out for. So when you're talking about that preparation and planning process, what are some tips and strategies that or precautions that come to mind as they're preparing their business to transition successfully?
Well, interestingly enough, the biggest one that I've always tried to help people see is helping them understand what they want. A business owner's got to take time and understand, again, as we talked about earlier, what does it look like post-transition? What am I looking for as a business owner, and what do I want my life to be? And sometimes, and one of the things that I found over the years is that a lot of people don't know what the options are. They don't even know what the opportunities are. They've never really taken time out to explore what is the potentialities that are out there. And so they are kind of blind in this process. And sometimes when I talk to business owners and I say, what do you want to do? Where are you trying to go? They may give me a canned response that they've heard somebody else say. One of their friends who retired or one of their friends who sold their business, and they look at them as an example, and they really don't know how miserable they are, but they see them as an example, and they say, I want to be like him.
Right.
And in my process, I've always had a very long connect cycle. Connecting means getting to know the person I'm working with. And the more I get to know them, and it usually takes months and even years, I start to get below the surface of a canned response, and I start seeing that they say, I want to be in, you know, charitable service. And you get below the surface, and that's really not what they want to do. They just don't know any other alternatives. And you start helping them see that there are other options after an exit. There are other things that they could be looking at, another business enterprise. There's all kinds of things that they could look at. And sometimes it's amazing the light that comes on in their eyes, and they, really, I could do that? And they start to see what the different possibilities are. And it's certainly a joy to work with people as you start to help them discover their real desires and discover their goals and their mission and their vision, and then help them work towards that opportunity.
So powerful stuff. That's not the type of thing that we hear very many CPAs talking about, Leland. That's a beautiful analogy. Do you have any particular stories that come to mind of someone that really has achieved that, and that flower has blossomed, so to speak?
Yeah, I do. I have several that I've worked with in that regard. And there's a lot of problems in that. There's a lot of difficulties. But I had one client who had a very successful business, actually in Southern California. And he had his son in the business with him, and they were looking at transition, but son was afraid that dad would never let go, and that's a common family-owned business problem. Dads run the business all the time, and son has his ideas, but dad's not really ready to let go and exit. And so we started working with them, and it took us several years to make sure that son, one, was trained properly and that dad began to trust him, that he had the skills, the leadership abilities, the knowledge of the business, the what we call tribal knowledge or the historical knowledge to know where everything, you know, where all the dead bodies are, if you will, and where everything's at. And so dad begins to get confidence in son, and we look around and we talk to dad, and we said, okay, dad, are you really, really ready to start letting go? And he said, no, because I don't know what I'm going to do. And so then we took the next 6 months with mom and dad, because dad was really ready to just go home, but mom didn't want him home. I'm not going to let him in my house. You know, he's welcome here in the evening and in the morning, but he's got to go out someplace during the day. And and so we started working with them as a couple on the things that they really wanted to do. And travel was a big part. I mean, giving back to the the community, and you know, the charitable intent of service, of even their own time, but travel was a big part of it. And so we were able to hook them up with some humanitarian organizations, and they have traveled throughout the eastern, the Far East, Korea, Cambodia, Thailand, and wow, done a tremendous amount of good. They've been in South America, and so their life has been exciting. And we've worked a deal out with Son so that he allows Dad to come back when they're back in town, if you will, and uses Dad in a very positive way. We've counseled with Dad not to step on Son's toes, because he's really turned the business over to the Son, and there was a very elaborate monetary program that we put in place for that. But the biggest success in this was simply figuring out how to help Mom and Dad be engaged and excited about life and doing the things that they love to do post-business involvement.
Well, that's a beautiful story, Leland. Thank you for sharing that, because that really is the reason why I started the show and I wrote the book that I wrote, and the mission of my work is to help business owners create the business and the life of their dreams. And you really just painted a great picture of someone that did that, that created a business that was viable, that could turn over to the next generation and then lead a life of huge purpose and make a huge impact that way. That's just a great story. So if owners are ready to step up and say it's time to take that next step and start creating that, and Leland really sounds like a CPA out of the box, and I want to work with him, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, we have our website is www.sabcpa.com. It's Stuart Archibald and Barney, so the letters S-A-B and then cpa.com. And we've got links there on how to get to us. Our phone number is area code 702-579-7000. We are always looking for opportunities, particularly me personally, for these kinds of opportunities to work with business owners who are in that process of deciding what they want to do and where they want to go. And that is not age specific. We often talk about the baby boomers and the fact that they're, you know, at that point in life where they're trying to transition, but it's not just them. It's every business owner ought to be looking about, you know, where, what they're trying to build and where they're trying to go. And these discussions cannot happen too early, in my opinion. And
they,
so
they can't,
you know, having they just can't. And it's good to be able to talk about them. Even if we know it's 10 years away, it's good to start thinking about those issues and what this business is going to look like, because you're going to create a more successful business if you don't make it so reliant upon yourself that nobody else can run it. It'll be a more successful business. And looking at the exit, even at the beginning, is an important concept.
Begin with the end in mind is what Stephen Covey told us, correct?
That is correct.
That's right. So to do that, again, I would highly recommend, you can hear the expertise and the focus that he has of holistically helping you build the business and the life that you've wanted. I'd highly recommend that you get in touch with Leland Pace at 702-579-7000. Leland, thank you so much for sharing your insight and your stories and your wisdom with us on the show, and we hope to have you back again soon.
Steve, thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Great. Have a great weekend, Leland. And it's great to have experts like that are generous with their time and experience. So thank you again, Leland. We're going to take another break and come back with a truly skilled pension administrator that thinks outside the box and has some great ideas of how to create retirement income that you can't outlive. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back on the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of.
Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.